Oil trains moving through Washington state need upgrades and slower speed limits. That's part of Governor Jay Inslee's response to a new state report about the risks of oil transport. The report also lays out some key recommendations for the legislature. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Sobering is how Governor Inslee summed up this draft report. In it, the State Department of Ecology points out more oil is moving through Washington by pipeline and railways. And with that comes a cascade of risks to public health, safety, and the environment. Inslee agrees more needs to be done to prevent a major spill or a tragic train derailment.
When these things go, I don't want to use the term bomb, but I don't know what is a better metaphor.
The metaphor holds, as you hear in this YouTube video from Quebec. A local man describes the inferno caused by an oil train explosion last year. It killed 47 people.
This shouldn't be too difficult for legislators to understand that we don't intend to allow this risk to continue of oil blowing up in railroads next to Quest Field and Safeco Field.
The report recommends that state lawmakers add funds for a whole host of things, including more train inspectors with beefed up authority and more oil spill response plans, equipment, and training. The recommendations add up to more than $13 million for the next two-year budget. Inslee says the report will help guide his legislative proposal for the upcoming session. Beyond that, Inslee notes the feds regulate rail transport, and he's called on them to lower the speed limits on oil trains and to move faster on required upgrades for old rail cars. The public will have a chance to weigh in on these recommendations at meetings later this month. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.